coaches on the road, introduce you to the MLB stars of the game. And I'm over here in the Atlanta Braves dugout, and I got the man here. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my Chicago audience.
Jerry Kelnick.
Where are you from, Jerry?
Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin? Oh, you just right up the road, huh?
Yeah, it's about two hours.
Okay, so we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a major league ball player. You know, I used to coach college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid's dream to be in the big leagues. You're in the big leagues. What'd that feel like?
I mean, it's a dream come true. I put in a ton of work when I was young, and, you know, ever since I got here, the work has only gotten more. So to be able to instill the skill of working extremely hard when I was young has gotten me to where I am today.
And, you know, most kids think you guys get drafted, you're in the big leagues the next day. They don't understand the dues you guys got to pay.
Yeah. After you get drafted, you got to make your way up through the minor leagues, and it's a grind. But honestly, if it's what you love, it makes it all worth it in the end.
What about them long bus rides?
Long bus rides, yeah. You really get to the guys you play with. It becomes kind of a brotherhood because you're going through it together, and that's when you establish like real friendships, and so you just embrace it.
And I hear about some Motel 6s and some of them hotels.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely not staying at the Ritz in the minor leagues. But, you know, like I said, it's a grind, but it's all worth it in the end. You work your tail off and get to the big leagues.
So what about that emotional roller coaster? I mean, have you faced some days where you just...
For sure, yeah. I mean, playing every day, I mean, the game is tough. It beats you up. And the biggest thing is, you know, the coolest part about especially this team here is that you have guys to help get you out of, you know, tough times. And, you know, it's been refreshing being in this clubhouse with these guys and, you know, going through the ups and downs in the minor leagues as well. But to have a good foundation and good teammates is huge, and just, you know, embracing it is the biggest thing.
And, you know, I know, talk to most kids, you know, they idolize Jeter and A-Rod, so on and so forth. Who did you idolize when you was growing up?
Yeah, I mean, Bryce Harper and Mike Trout were my two guys, still are. Still always check the box score, see how those guys are doing. So, I will always be a fan of both of them.
You pick two heavyweights now.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't playing, huh?
I know, yeah, but it's all right. Like, I've gotten to play against both of them, and it's been super fun.
And I've always told my guys that the key to getting to the big leagues is getting exposure, scouts, and all that. So what did you do to get yourself on the scouts radar?
A lot of it was perfect game stuff, Under Armour stuff. I even played in a double-duty classic here, actually. When I was in high school, but then USA Baseball was really big for me, and just the travel circuit stuff. The biggest thing is just go play, like go, you know, wherever the competition is, go see where you stack up against the guys, and that's what I did, and got me ready.
So you're the name some of the most high-profile tournaments going on.
Oh yeah.
So you was the man, in other words.
I mean, I tried to be, but the biggest thing is if you want to be the best, you got to play against the best. So I was just trying to find the best competition I could and play against them.
So you ever hit that roadblock in baseball where you just feel like I'm giving up, I'm walking away from this game?
Oh, no doubt. Everybody in this clubhouse goes through that. But the biggest thing is kind of like what I said earlier is that you surround yourself with guys that, you know, when you get to that point, there's guys to pick you right back up. And that's what, you know, a true brotherhood and, you know, being a good teammate is, you know, what it's about.
So let's talk about the draft. I mean, what round were you drafted in?
I was a first rounder.
Oh, you was the man. You was that, what we call in the hood, you was that got paid round.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you was waiting, kids waiting for that draft, on draft day for that phone call.
Yeah.
What was it like for you?
I was super anxious. A lot of anxiety going into it. I was stressed out. But, you know, the biggest thing was, you know, I played in all those tournaments, and I, you know, worked my tail off, and I knew that, you know, the rest was out of my control. So I tried to just take it, you know, one day, one pick at a time. And, you know, I got picked by the New York Mets, and I was ready to go.
So first round pick, that means you were scouting directors and and all the regional scouts, the area scouts, all of them talking to you.
Yeah, all of them were. And like I said, I just went out and competed as best I could, and I played for a great organization. We were the Rawlings Hitters at the time, but they're up in Racine, in Wisconsin, but Yeah, that was about it.
So you had to know you was going the first round. You was like on pins and needles.
Yeah, we had some great talent. We had Gavin Lux, shortstop. Ben Norvett was our catcher. Owen Miller's a little bit before me, but I played with him a little bit. So we got a couple of big years on that team.
Now you gonna name all the heavyweights that was on the team with too? Okay, so I know you. I'm getting your autograph, but it's over. Last question: every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. Get that call that you're going up to the big leagues. Walk in the locker room for the first time. See a uniform hanging up. What's that feeling like?
I mean, truly, there's nothing that can really put it into words. I consider myself extremely blessed and lucky to be able to put on a uniform that represents a major league team. But at the end of the day, the coolest part about it is you realize that, like, it's no different than it's the same game that we play even when you're in middle school and when you're in high school. And once you get past the fact of, like, just the big leagues and stuff like that, it makes the game a lot easier. And so it's definitely a blessing, but at the same time, it's no different than playing in, you know, wherever you're playing.
Did you cry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I finally got somebody to admit it. Mama cry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Coach on the road with the man. Awesome. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
What's a little update on a league of our own?
League of our own is coming great. We still got spots open for players. We're looking in May to have a big turnout with trials as we players end their college seasons and they're looking for someplace to continue playing baseball. As guys finish high school and find out they don't have a college to go to and they want to continue playing baseball, a league of our own is going to be standing there with his doors open, looking to develop ball players, give ball players an opportunity to continue playing baseball, give our ball players a chance to let their talent be seen in the major league scouts and overseas market. And we're looking forward to it. We cut the games down to 30 games in 30 days, starting off as opposed to 50 games in 50 days, which allowed us to reduce the fee, so you save some money. We're looking forward to it. We got four teams right now. We're prepared to go to 16 or we get an overwhelming response. We got the Foster Chicago Elite Giants. We got the Sam Allen Monarchs, Satchel Paige All-Stars, Dick Allen Hitman.
If you want some more information regarding that, go to www.ALOOO247.com. Again, that's ALOOO247.com, a league of our own.
Players, opportunity to play baseball, they want to play baseball.